Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
How does a person get ahead in this world in which we live? Well, usually he works hard, tries to meet the right people, and very often pulls a few strings. And how does a person get ahead with God? Just the opposite. He doesn't push himself, but he gives all glory and honor to God for everything.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 states it clearly. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Yes, God's word is a firm foundation. Hi, I'm Ed Phillips. On that encouraging note, let's hear from Bible teacher Dr. J. Allen Blair for our scripture lesson today on glad tidings. But before we do, how about we listen to some good music? Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
farmer, while taking a walk with his son to the wheat fields, asked the boy if he thought the crop was ready for harvest. "Yes, Dad," said the boy. "I think it looks like it should be harvested real soon. I noticed that only about half of the stems have their heads up high. These must be the best ones." The father, turning to the son, said, "No, my boy, it's just the opposite. The stems that are bent are bowed under the weight of good grain. It is nearly the harvest time when the stems are bent over. The further they are bent, the better the harvest will be." So it is that there is no harvest in the field of the world in which we live until it is alive with humble men and women who remain bowed in the presence of God. We read in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, where God, in speaking to his people, says, "What doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God?" How is the believer to walk humbly with his God? God requires this of all of us. This is our responsibility and duty. Of course, we must beware of an all-too-common false humility. Some there are who feel so sinful and unworthy that they refrain from doing anything for the Lord. Luther wrote to Melanchthon, a man who felt himself too sinful to serve God, and he said, "You are kept in bondage by a false humility." George Whitefield said, "How often have I been kept from speaking and acting for God by a sight of my own unworthiness? But now I see the more unworthy I am, the more fit I am to work for Jesus, because he will get much more glory." Nothing puts a person out of the devil's reach as much as humility. For at such a time, it is God working through us. We are not doing the work. When we do it, it is purely of the flesh. Thus, this fact in itself should keep us humble before God, for he can never use pride. A proud person is filled up with himself. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, we read, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." It should always be this way, God at work in us doing his good pleasure. The Apostle Paul realized his own unworthiness, but never did he let this interfere with the power of God at work in his life. He said in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 9 and 10, "For I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am." Here you see, he recognized his complete unworthiness, and yet at the same time, he recognized God's wonderful grace at work in his life. All of us are confronted constantly with the temptation to feel that we are something. It is then that we are most subject to the subtle attacks of the wicked one, and at the same time, we are most useless to God. Some years ago, Dr. Henry C. Morrison came home from one of his many travels. We are told that he arrived in the city of New York at the same time and on the same ship that brought the well-known Teddy Roosevelt from one of his hunting trips to Africa. Literally, thousands of people swarmed the dock to greet the noted hunter. But not a soul was there to welcome Dr. Morrison. Dr. Morrison relates how Satan, the accuser, whispered to him, "See how they greet a man of the world? And you, one of God's preachers, without a single soul to greet you." Morrison admitted that in the loneliness of his heart, there could have been place for hurt, but it seemed that there was a voice whispering to him, "Yes, but Henry, you are not home yet." You see, we are not to expect glory from this world. Remember, God keeps the books. Our responsibility before him is to be faithful in all things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, God says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards," and that's what we are in Christ, "that a man be found faithful." When we arrive home and enter his glorious presence, then we shall receive any reward due us. But here and now, people may misunderstand us. We may go unappreciated. Our salary may be less than we think we deserve, but never forget it. God knows all about it. Our responsibility is to be clothed with the humility of Christ so that people around us will not see us, but the glory of the Lord in us. Don't look for reward now, but keep your eyes fixed on the heavenly home that shall be yours throughout eternity. Keep in mind the words of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. You see, we are nothing. Christ is everything. What we are depends upon what He is. Daily, permit the Holy Spirit to crucify the flesh, that you will be alive unto God and experience His mighty power. Say in the words of John, He must increase, but I must decrease. The Christian without humility is like a ship without a rudder, liable to be stranded at any moment. This is why it is so important that we do as God has said in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Don't look to yourself for anything. Look to Christ. Trust in Him with your entire heart. Rely upon Him for all things. Depend upon Him for guidance and direction, that your life may be usable. Of course, without Christ, no man can be humble. Usually he lives for himself. You may be without Christ at this moment. Your greatest need is not wealth, health, or anything else other than Christ. You need the Son of God to be your Savior and Lord. He wants to come into your life. He wants to be everything to you. He will not do this, however, until you let Him. As we pray together, will you bow your head and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and be your Savior and Lord, and then let Him have the leadership in your life. Let Him run your life, your home, your business, and all in which you are involved, and you will find the really happy life. The enjoyable life. Blessed God, I pray for every believer listening. Lord Jesus, fill us with yourself, that the desires of the flesh may be crowded out. And for those coming to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I commit them to you right now for your loving care and guidance. O God, do great things through this broadcast, I pray. May the Holy Spirit convict of sin and draw sinners to yourself, I pray. I ask these things for the glory of Christ, our wonderful Lord. Amen.
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So is His Word. In our rapidly changing world, God's Word is the firm foundation on which we can build our lives. Aren't you glad it is? Glad Tidings with your Bible teacher, Dr. J. Allen Blair, is a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network. Would you let us know how the Lord is using Glad Tidings in your life? Our address is Box 7300, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28241. Don't forget, you can listen to Glad Tidings on demand on your computer and your smartphone. Log on to bbnradio.org and click Programs on Demand under the Programs tab. I'm Ed Phillips. Thanks for listening, and listen again at this same time for more Glad Tidings with Dr. J. Allen Blair.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.